y'all had scheduled a public hearing regarding a proposed automotive salvage yard out on Chick Lane. And before we get to the public hearing, if you can talk a little bit about what the applicant's looking to do.
Well, it is a salvage yard in general. It's not specific to that particular one. We actually had the public hearing last week, I guess, and went through the discussion about and there were some problems with it. They didn't get the proper permits that are required by TCEQ and our salvage yard process. They failed to do some of that, so we're working through it right now.
What's the applicant wanting to do out there?
They have actually already taken vehicles out to the location. They've been compressing them and then hauling them out of there. So it's a salvage yard is what they've already done, but they don't have the permits to do that. So that's and we've got a salvage yard permit process in place, and they failed to apply and, you know, get the application that they needed.
So who's in charge of enforcement?
Well, the sheriff's office they've done an investigation on it, and then Road and Bridge has got a role that they play in it to make sure that's where the application would be made. And so there's really two roles. If there's a criminal offense, and I don't know that there was any criminal offense created, but the sheriff's office would do that investigation portion of it, and Road and Bridge does the application side of it.
Any action taken on the Road and Bridge side that you're aware of?
We are working through the process right now to see whether, and I'm not sure what the court. It'll actually be the commissioner's court that ultimately would make the decision on it. And it was a workshop, so there's no decision been made. There was a good bit of discussion the day we had the workshop, but there hasn't been a discussion made. I suspect probably in the next week or two or three, somewhere in there, we'll probably have it on the, as an agenda item to decide what we'll do.
Was the applicant told to stop doing what they're doing until a decision's made by the court?
No, they weren't told not to do that, but they're aware now that they are not in compliance, and so we continue to monitor the situation out there.
If you can summarize the public hearing, if I understand correctly, where the location is on Chick Lane. I recall the Bryan City Council last year allowed the development of a lot of home building in that area, and I'm guessing that you received some input from some of those who are involved in that project, among others.
Yes, I mean, it's very close to that new development that's going in. In fact, it's across the road from part of it, and in fact, it will be directly across the road from what has already been platted as the park for that subdivision. And that's one of the things that you can't put a salvage yard across from a park or within a certain number of feet of a park. And although it's not a park yet, it is platted to be a park. So, I mean, those are all things that will the commissioner's court takes into consideration when we decide whether that permit will be approved or not. The process is late, but I think that they are going to apply for a permit out there. It's a court decision about whether to be accepted or not.
If I recall, this would be the first time that the court has had an applicant under the new process for getting a salvage yard permit?
Yes, it is. It is.
So there's that you're working through in addition to where the location is and the aggravating factor that there had already been operations going on then?
Yes, and we're looking at other areas to make sure that if there are other salvage yards that are out in the county that they are in compliance to.
Have I missed anything about about this particular thing at this point. I guess it's a matter of waiting until the matter comes back up in a future court meeting.
Yes. That's when it will, a decision will be made in the future about their application.
And I'm guessing sooner than later.
I think so.